National Guard troops have been called in to help fight the hundreds of wildfires that are raging across the West Coast. In Chelan, Washington, the guardsmen are digging fire lines. Chelan is a small town about a three-hour drive east of Seattle. Nearly 1,000 people have been forced to evacuate. This part of Washington is famous for its apples, and just as the harvest is about to start, one of the world's largest apple-packing co-ops has fallen to the flames. Anna King from the Northwest News Network reports.
The galas were just getting ripe enough to pick. Later, the Goldens, Fujis, and Pink Ladies would have been trucked here. But now these apples will rot away if a packing co-op called Chelan Fruit doesn't come up with a plan quickly. About 300 Central Washington apple growers used to funnel their produce into this large complex each fall. But the fire took it down. Soot-stained concrete walls list and have collapsed. Forklifts and old school buses they used to transport workers are all burnt. Ash and debris roll with the wind in drifts. Surveying the damage is Reggie Collins. He's the CEO of Chelan Fruit. He says the fire came over the hill, fueled by stiff winds.
And it was unbelievable how fast it hit and how hot it was.
Several hundred thousand apple bins went up in flames, then the warehouses. Now he's trying to make lists of what's been lost.
I don't know if it's 50 or 80 million, but somewhere in that ballpark. Again, we haven't had time to assess the whole thing yet, but we've lost equipment and storage rooms and packing facilities and bins and pallets and all of the packaging materials and forklifts. And, you know, it's just keeps continuing to go on and going on.
Now Collins is focusing on finding space to sort, box, and store what fruit is left. The company usually packs more than 300,000 bins of apples a year. Each bin holds 900 pounds. Hundreds of workers reported here. Collins says it will take years to replace this plant. The losses for the Collins family didn't end with the packing sheds. Up a winding road above the Columbia River is where Collins' sister's home once stood. Carmen Collins is in her 70s now. It was her retirement dream. The fire took it down to the concrete footings.
It was five months old. Brand new home.
So this is like your dream home that you...
This is my dream home that I've been planning for 21 years. I'm sorry. I've cried every tear, but I guess I haven't.
In the family's orchard, just a few steps from the house, still warm baked apples hang from the trees. The trees' leaves died on the branches like an early, eerie fall. The family organized a work party and raked through the ash to find anything of worth. Carmen Collins says she isn't sure if she'll rebuild on this once beautiful ground again. It's an all too common scene these days around Chelan. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King outside of Chelan, Washington.